Tonight we're going to be in the Amidah, changing in the paragraph of Baruch Aleinu. We're going to be reciting Hussein Tal Matar Levracha, asking for rain. Even though we've already been reciting Mashiv Ruach, Merdeg Hashem, the fundamental difference is Mashiv Ruach. We're not asking, but rather we're just acknowledging that God is the source of rain. But when it comes to in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, which is the time which we ask God for things, that's what we're doing, exactly that. We're asking God for rain from this point on. And the Gemara discusses the significance of why December 4th, or at least today, this year, it's going to be December 5th, and why we follow, in general, we follow the lunar calendar, why after the solar calendar, when it comes to this particular halacha. And this is not, of course, the only time. We've discussed before that when it comes to Pesach, which will also happen this year, the reason why we have 13 months, or an other bet, is because of the discrepancy between the solar and lunar calendars. In order to be able to counter the approximately 10-day loss in the lunar calendar, we add an extra month of 30 days every 7 out of 19, or approximately every 3 years. So therefore we do have this idea of doing something connected to the solar calendar. But what's the significance of this? So the primary source is found in the Gemara in Tainus, the Mishnah, and Yud Almud Aleph. It discusses when we begin saying Saint Talmata. He says, "Begimel b'mar cheshvin shoal enesek gashamim." When it comes to, at least in Israel, they begin on the third day of the month of Cheshvan, which is long gone. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shivabo on the seventh day. What's so significant about the seventh day? So the Mishnah says that's Tesvav Yom, 15 days achar Chag, after Sukkot, in which, of course, is a pilgrimage holiday. Kadesh Yagia Acharon should be Israel Nahar Pras, so that those people who are traveling, so as not to inconvenience the travelers, for it to rain upon them, because, of course, if we're going to ask God for something, it's going to happen right away. Mitzvah Hashem, of course, that's what we want. That's why we're asking for it. And therefore, it would be really insincere, because that's not something which Klai Yisrael really wants until that time. And the fact that Gemara tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. However, the Gemara tells us in the name of Chananya Omer Uvagola, outside of Israel, Chutz La'aretz, Ad Shishim B'Tekufa. It says that we do not begin the Saint Talmata Bracha on the 7th of Cheshvan, which is what happens in Israel, but rather we say it a little bit later, which is 60 days after the Tekufa, or translated as the autumnal equinox. Now, it's brought down in Halacha over here in the Mishnah Berurah. There's certainly a lot to discuss. One of the probably most important halachos is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, which we're going to read. He says that when it comes to the 60th day after the Kufas Tishrei, or the equinox, which we're familiar with, the Mishnah Berurah says this is specifically the Tefilas Arvis Shemaschilim Yom Shishi. Not by Mincha, but rather by Maariv, which of course is like the next day, which begins the 60th day. Because then Yachriz Hashamash La'achar Hakadosh Kodem Atfil Talmatar, it should be announced that the same Talmatar is being said, or at the very least a little bang. In order that everyone should be aware that, in fact, that is going to be the change in our tefillah. And he says, "V'im lo hichriz afal pi kein yomru." If it wasn't announced, because it was just a mistake, we forgot to announce it, if that would have occurred, then nonetheless it's said. But the point is that, of course, now it's been announced, so we're all familiar that that's what will be said by Marv for the first time. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about why is there a difference between Israel and out of Israel. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Eretz Yisrael, Lefi Shisham Sarach L'Gshamim, there they need rain more. Lefi, because Shigavahu Mikol Haratzos, the way that the land is fashioned, it's higher than, and physically higher up than other lands. Mashenkin begola, the other b'chol chutz la'aretz baser b'nei gola de bavel azlina. And all of us, we all follow the laws of Bavel, which is modern day Iraq. Right. So this is one of the trivia questions of where in halacha do we find that we follow the laws of Iraq. But nonetheless, this is the halacha of why we begin specifically connected to the solar calendar, because the Gemara tells us that this is what we're supposed to do, and it's logical we are asking for rain, and it's connected specifically with this regard to the solar calendar. Now, the problem is that most of us are familiar when we hear the equinox, the autumn equinox, we're familiar with perhaps September 21st, September 22nd, maybe the September 23rd, depending if it's a civil leap year, which it is this year, which is why we're saying the same Telemater a day later. But if you would have 60 days after September, let's call it 22nd, so then you're only at maybe November 22nd, November 21st, in that range. So how do we get to December 4th? How do we get to December 5th? It seems like we're basically missing 10 or so days. And the reason, if I can indulge just for a moment, and then we'll stop, it's tremendous to discuss on this topic, but I'd like to share with you just a few sentences from an article. It says that until 1582, the Julian calendar was in use throughout most of the Western world. It was based on a solar year of 365 days and 6 hours. And then it was recognized that this calendar contained an error and was lengthening the year in comparison to the actual year based on astronomy. The start of New Year's was being delayed by about one day to every 128 years. You can say, what's the big deal? One day to 128 years. The problem is when you get into thousands of years, then you're dealing with more than one day. So if instead of 128 years, one day, let's make it 1,280 years. That's already a 10-day discrepancy right there. And therefore, this was something that was recognized. And therefore, according to this article in 1582, the equinox was correctly observed as observing on occurring on what is now called March 21st, but the calendar read March 10th. Which is a full, at least a 10-day discrepancy right there. And therefore, Pope Gregory corrected for the previous 1,257 years by changing the date of the day after October 4th, calling it October 15th. So if your birthday was between October 5th and the 14th that year, you woke up that morning and they just skipped it. So it's very interesting. They, in order to be able to correct, they just made 10 days of the calendar just disappear for that year. And therefore, on a very simplistic level, there's certainly a lot of questions you can ask, which I'm not going to know all the answers for, but this is the significance of why it's no longer November 23rd, 24th, in that range, but another 10 days or so later gets now to the range of December 4th, and the event, as we said, that there is a civil leap year, such as this year, we are now going to be saying the same Tolom Matu of Racha, even though it's not December 4th, December 5th.